Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, Mr. Humble, at your service. And always a pleasure to have our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of the eBay Marketing Bible, also the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, and et cetera, et cetera. He's got a number of those kinds of books. He's one of the guys that people turn to for a long time now to help them start their business. He's also an attorney, and he knows a lot about taxes, small business taxes. And so that's one of the things we're going to talk a little bit about today. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back. Hey, Cliff, one of the things that I've been talking about for a long time now, I've been covering with various experts in the area of public policy, is the idea of remote taxation, remote sales tax, remote taxation, I should say, on remote sales, catalogs, right. e-commerce, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing that really is getting the local, the state and local governments excited and is this idea that they're losing a lot of revenue as more and more business shifts to the online world, and they're not getting the sales tax on those transactions. And it's been a debate that's been going on now for over 10 years. Cliff, talk to us about where things are right now.
Yeah, well, it's a debate that's actually been going on longer than that. It actually dates back to 1992, believe it or not,
yeah.
Before the Internet. But basically, you're right.
Because of the catalog thing.
The catalog thing. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mail order catalogs. Yeah. You get them in the mail like I do.
But in terms of the Internet, it's been about 10 or 12 years or so.
Well, that's exactly right. The thing to remember here is that the key Supreme Court case that said that states cannot impose their sales and use taxes on interstate commerce dates from 1992, which predates the Internet and e-commerce.
Wow.
The world is a much different place today than it was in 1992, and there's a growing chorus of people who think that that needs to be revisited in some way.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are
in that chorus are state and local governments.
They're state and local governments, and they're also the brick-and-mortar trade associations, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of brick-and-mortar stores, let's face it, if you go to your Walmart and you buy something, they have to collect and pay sales tax every time that cash register rings up. You know, well, a lot of these people are saying, hey, wait a minute, we got people in this state that are selling stuff online, they're not paying the sales taxes they should. That's an unfair trade practice.
Like,
that's an unfair
Amazon,
competition.
Like Amazon, for example.
Yeah,
Amazon could be straight up with Sam's.
That's right.
I mean, with Walmart.
Because they sell through affiliates. You know yourself.
Right.
Sometimes when you buy stuff on Amazon, you're buying from Amazon, but sometimes you're buying, too, from one of their affiliates.
Right.
You know, that have newer used items.
And they don't just sell. Amazon doesn't just sell books anymore, folks, in case you haven't noticed.
They sell everything.
Yeah.
It is very true.
And they don't collect sales tax most of the time, do they?
That is correct. And a number of states are really hopped up about that. A couple of years ago, New York started a trend. They passed a law. It's called an Amazon tax law that basically says that if Amazon affiliates are selling more than a certain volume of goods, in New York it happens to be $20,000 of goods each year, Amazon is supposed to collect and pay sales tax on behalf of those big affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're only going after big folks, people that sell more than $20,000 in state to New York residents. Now, that, of course, has created a lot of controversy. Amazon fought this. They terminated all their affiliates in New York. And it's not just Amazon, too. Overstock.com, a bunch of other online retailers that use affiliate programs are caught up in this. But it's becoming a trend. Illinois passed a similar law. Rhode Island, the threshold's only $5,000, but then Rhode Island's a tiny state. Nobody lives there, so, you know, it's probably not a big deal. If you're selling $5,000 more to Rhode Island entities, I want to look at your business model. North Carolina is the latest one to join the course. California has been the big fight. They passed a law earlier this year in California imposing an Amazon tax on Amazon affiliates who sell more than $500,000 of goods to California. Again, California is a much bigger state, so, you know. And Amazon fought the heck out of this. They paid spent over $5 million on lobbyists. Mm-hmm. They actually started some grassroots support for a referendum. You know, California, they do everything by referendum out mm-hmm. there to try to overturn the law.
So what happened?
Well, here's what happened. California got wise, and they cut a settlement with Amazon. What they basically did was they put their law on hold. So the law that they passed earlier this year has been deferred until September of 2012 is what they did. They're not going to do anything in terms of enforcing it. Anybody, you know, who owes sales tax, they don't have to worry mm-hmm. about anything. Amazon's going to reinstate its California affiliates that they terminated after the law was passed. Amazon has also pledged to create at least 10,000 jobs and 25,000 seasonal employees in California. That was part of
it
the deal.
It sounds like a form of extortion instead of legislation to me.
Well, we may put whatever label we wish on it, but here is...
Hold on that thought, Cliff. I've got to take a quick break. Folks, this is a big deal. And they try to do it at a national level, on a federal level. Now they're working through the states. And this is turning into a can of worms, frankly. We're going to talk more about this with Cliff Finico. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.